Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and you're tuned in to Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's news collective, Lauren Tucker, Jesse Bell, and Christina Laurie. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. Kingston Fire and Rescue is gearing up to host the first edition of Camp Molly Kingston this coming weekend, inviting girls, non-binary, and two-spirit youth to explore the many different careers in fire service. Monique Belair, Kingston's fire chief, founded Camp Molly during her time in Oakville in 2019, aiming to address the underrepresentation of females in the fire service. In 2024, Camp Molly is being run in 10 cities across Canada, Kingston being one of the new additions this year. Kingston's chapter of the camp is in partnership with the National Indigenous Fire Safety Council and the City of Kingston. Starting on Thursday, May 23rd, participants will embark on 4 days of fire and rescue training. I sat down with Belair to talk about Kingston's edition of Camp Molly. To start us off, I was wondering if you'd like to introduce yourself for our listeners.
Sure. Good morning. My name is Monique Belair. I'm the City of Kingston's fire chief, as well as the founder and president of Camp Molly.
Thank you. And for those who aren't aware of it, I was wondering if you could explain some of the background behind Camp Molly and the kind of experience it provides for girls and non-binary two-spirit youth.
Sure. So back in 2019, when I was the deputy fire chief with the town of Oakville, I noticed that with my 36 years in the fire service, we have not actually seen an increase in the numbers of females, non-binary and two-spirit youth. So I started the initiative Camp Molly. And the reason it's called Molly is because Molly Williams, in our research back in 1818, was an enslaved Black woman, but she is also recognized as the first firefighter in North America. So that's where the name comes from. But so I started it then, and it was one camp with about 24 girls. And in the past 5 years, we've grown to 10 camps, and we are in Chisasibi, Quebec this year, as well as Saskatchewan. And we decided that we wanted to make sure that we were an inclusive camp, and we reached out to the Indigenous community and asked if they'd like to partner with us and get more involved in providing this opportunity to young females.
Yeah, and the Kingston chapter is about to kick off on, I believe, Thursday this week. How does it feel to be able to bring it to Kingston?
It's an amazing experience. Every camp I do inspires me to want to do another camp. This one obviously is special to me because we're working with the Mohawk Taina Denega community. It's been such an educational road for me, learning so much more about the Indigenous peoples. And Jessica Brandt is actually attending our camp here in Kingston every morning. She's from the Bear Clan and is going to do a teaching every morning of the camp for the girls.
Awesome. Yeah. And what kind of experiences and activities will the girls get to do throughout the camp?
So we're very unique. There are other firefighting camps out there, but we really want to show that there is a role for everyone in the fire service. So yes, they do auto extrication, but they also do medical. There's a communications evolution, so like an emergency dispatcher. They do fire investigation. We partnered with the Office of the Fire Marshal. They provide full-time fire investigators from the province to come to the camp. So the girls actually not only just get the theory part of fire investigation, but they actually get to perform a dig out and do cause and determination of a fire in one of our burn cells. We do education, we do prevention. So we do hydrants, hose, and ladders. We do survival training. They do breaking down doors, hose lines. So it's the whole experience.
Nice. Yeah. And I was wondering if you could also speak to the importance of specifically giving girls this opportunity.
So a lot of people I get asked is, why is it specific for self-identifying females, non-binary and two-spirit? And I always say in the fire service, so of all the career choices out there, The fire service has the lowest number of females per capita than any other career choice out there. We make up about 7% of the 140,000 firefighters in Canada. So it's a pretty dismal statistic. And I just want to show them that there's a lot of myths out there that young people are still being told, like that women aren't strong enough, that, you know, it's a man's job. Why would you want to do this? And we really want to break down those myths by giving them and providing them this opportunity, but also being mentored by some very strong female leaders.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that background there. I never would have guessed that statistic. And how many folks are we expecting at the camp this year?
For all the camps? So we can only take 35 campers per camp because that's the span of control for us. But what's interesting is we've partnered, so we have Indigenous and non-Indigenous here in Kingston. But next month we are going out to Saskatchewan and running two camps. One will be all Indigenous there. And then the one in Chisasipi, we partnered with the Cree Nation government, and it will be for the Cree Nation campers.
Yeah, absolutely. And do we know how many folks are enrolled in Kingston specifically?
Yeah, I believe we're at 32.
Oh, awesome. That's really exciting. And with the camp kicking off on Thursday, how are you feeling walking into the weekend?
So I just keep watching the weather.
Yeah.
Because if it's raining, it becomes a different experience for the campers. But generally, they're just so excited to be here. And one of the really nice things is the Honorable Minister Patricia Hajou, the Minister of Indigenous Services, is actually flying into the city of Kingston on Saturday so that she can come out and meet the campers on Sunday.
Once again, that was Kingston's Fire Chief Monique Belair on Camp Molly coming to Kingston this week. In an update regarding the LaSalle Causeway closure, earlier this week, PSPC confirmed the federally owned LaSalle Causeway is open to pedestrians. Cyclists may also access the sidewalk by dismounting and walking their bicycles. Users may experience short delays in crossing the bridge and are requested to follow any signage on site during ongoing construction and repair work. PSPC advises that as repair work progresses, future sidewalk closures will likely be necessary for safety reasons. To help Kingston transit riders, pedestrians, and cyclists get to their destination, the City of Kingston has installed additional wayfinding signage to guide them to the bus stops at routes closest to the causeway. Located at the east and west ends of the bridge, the signs provide approximate walking times. If you are on the east side of the causeway, to board Route 12A, your closest transit stop is on Highway 2 South Side and Fort Henry Drive, approximately 6 minutes of walking. If you are on the west side of the causeway to board Route 1, your closest transit stop is at Bagot and Barrack Street, approximately 10 minutes of walking along Barrack Street and Tragically Hip Way. Board Route 3, your closest transit stop is on Brock Street near City Hall, approximately 8 minutes of walking along Highway 2. To get to the downtown Kingston Transit Point, walk along Ontario Street, turning west on Princess Street, approximately 13 minutes of walking. The city continues to monitor and respond to traffic congestion issues from the loss of the causeway as a transportation route, including adjusting traffic signal timing and detouring transit routes. Earlier this month, Council delegated authority to the Chief Administrative Officer and designates to waive any applicable city policies and bylaws, including any applicable fees, to support the timely implementation of alternate pedestrian and boat transportation during the LaSalle Causeway closure, as well as execute any documents or agreements required to implement measures intended to support pedestrian and boat transportation during the LaSalle Causeway closure. Causeway users should consult its public notices and social media channels for updates. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Lauren Tucker with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks so much, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for today. Coming up on May 25th at 7:30 p.m., Cantabile Choirs presents Considering Matthew Shepard at the Spire. In addition to choral pieces, this piece includes narration, production, and sound design, as well as a wide variety of musical styles, and is sure to be a celebration and contemplation of diversity, love, and loss. Audience members are warned of strong language and intense themes included in this piece, however. Tickets are $15 for children under 12, $20 for students and seniors, and $25 for adult general admission. And you can stay tuned to the curator this week for more on this event, as Jeffrey Surrett, Artistic Director of Cantabile Choirs, joins us for an interview about this performance. Also in choir news on May 25th, Open Voices Community Choir presents their show Cornucopia, their mix of pop, world, and contemporary choral music. The show will be presented at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. that day at Cook's Portsmouth United Church and will feature everything from Kenyan folk songs to David Bowie, ABBA, and more. Tickets are $20 or $5 for underemployed or low-wage earners and are available at openvoices.ca/tickets. On May 23rd at 7 p.m. at Hardway Cider Company, Draw By Night Kingston presents their sixth installment, Fairy Tales Reimagined. This social event is for artists and art enthusiasts alike to spend a night of drawing and drinks together, providing templates, inspiration, and one free drink per ticket. Tickets are $16 and available at drawbynightkingston.com. And every Monday at Daft Brewing, Bon Evans hosts Music Trivia Mondays at 7 p.m. Put your music knowledge to the test in four or more rounds of music trivia, whether you're going it solo or in a team with clips, questions, and more. The winning team walks away at the end of the night with a $50 gift card and bragging rights, so be sure to check it out for a Monday night of music and fun. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square this summer, and the full lineup has now been announced. This summer, you can mark your calendars for 10 Things I Hate About You on June 27th, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning on July 11th, Barbie on July 18th, The Italian Job on July 25th, A League of Their Own on August 1st, Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. Also in cinema news, coming up this week at the Screening Room, you can catch special screenings Plan 9 from Outer Space on May 22nd as part of the Psychotronic Cinema series, the 40th anniversary screening of This Is Spinal Tap on May 23rd, and Maurice on the 25th and 26th as part of the Period Romance in May series. There's also new arrivals and more special screenings all the time, so be sure to check back at screeningroomkingston.ca for even more great film this summer. That's all I've got for you on Arts Desk today. Now I'll turn it over to Jesse Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. We are down to the final four in both the NHL and the NBA. In the NBA, we have the Boston Celtics against the Indiana Pacers and the Minnesota Timberwolves against the Dallas Mavericks. We saw Game 1 of the Pacers-Celtics series last night, which Boston won in overtime by a score of 133-128. In the NHL, Game 1 between the New York Rangers and the Florida Panthers is set to begin tonight at 8 p.m., and in the Western Conference Final, we have the Edmonton Oilers taking on the Dallas Stars. And we close things out with a promo for IWA Stepping Up, a show for mom, a charity wrestling event being held here in the city of Kingston on Saturday, May 25th.
When the going gets tough, the best step up. The Independent Wrestling Academy presents Stepping Up, a show for mom. 100% of the proceeds from this special charity event will go towards the healthcare costs of Lori Leader as she battles ALS. Stepping Up features several massive matchups that you do not want to miss, including the 20-participant over-the-top rope battle royal. The winner of this battle royal receives a shot at the Academy champion later in the show. This match includes participants like Geriatric, Billy Baxter, The Eliminator, Jax Abbott, as well as two-time Grey Cup champion, making his Ontario Independent Wrestling debut, the one and only Tony Washington. The main event wrestling championship will be on the line as champion El Chato defends against three Canadian independent wrestling legends, Sexy Eddie, Excess, and Michael Von Payton. There is a special Battle of the TV Stars tag team match as Poly Platinum teams with YTV's PJ Phil to take on the Immaculate Ray St. Jean and his partner, former Much Music VJ Bill Wielichka. And in the main event, Kingston's own KL Shock, the son of Lori Leader, will be taking on international wrestling superstar, the wave of the future, Frankie Kazarian. Stepping Up will take place at 10:30 Sunnyside Road at the Cataraqui Arena. Tickets are available now. Go to iwacademy.ca/tickets for all the information. We hope you'll join us, and we hope that you're ready to step up.
This concludes your sports report for Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024.
Now for your CFRC weekly traffic report for the week of May 17th to 23rd. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is fully closed to motorists until further notice. pedestrians now have access to the LaSalle Causeway. Cyclists may also access the sidewalk by dismounting and walking their bicycles. Users may experience short delays in crossing the bridge and are requested to follow any signage on site during ongoing construction and repair work. In road closures to look out for, Cataraqui Woods Drive at Centennial is closed until May 24th at 5 p.m. to facilitate the extension of Cataraqui Woods Drive. Earl Street, Division to Aberdeen, is closed until May 22nd at 7 p.m. for the disconnect of services and installation of new services on Earl Street. Hillcrest Avenue, Kings Court to 7th, is closed until May 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street, Plast Arms to north end of King, is closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. The road will be open to local traffic. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, is closed May 23rd to September 27th for downtown Kingston BIA activations. University Avenue, Union to Earl, is closed until May 29th for the removal of debris from the Queen's JDOC project. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is underway. The work will take place throughout all levels of the building and will include activities such as routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacement of waterproofing materials, and upgrades to the building's mechanical and electrical systems. The work is planned to conclude in late December. The work will be completed in phases to allow the building to remain open to public parking for the duration of the project. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chan Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages and the two adjacent blocks to the west. In other delays, Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford expect delays while contractor completes intersection widening. Hudson Drive at Bay Ridge Public School expect delays until June 28th as the contractor will be on site to complete upgrades to the school crossing. Hudson Drive at Hudson Park expect delays until June 28th for upgrades to the bus stop and pedestrian crossing. Orser Road, Highway 38 to Stagecoach, expect delays May 21st to 24th as a contractor will be completing the pulverizing of the road, road grading, and then surface treating this section. Queen Street, Montreal to Sydenham expect an eastbound lane closure until May 23rd. Detours will be in place for the duration of the closure. Westbrook Road, Burbrook to Unity expect delays May 21st to 24th as a contractor will be completing the pulverizing of the road, road grading, then treating this section. In sidewalk closures, Venture Drive Centennial to Resource expect a sidewalk closure on the south side. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is Jesse Bell with your events and concerts for this week.
Here is CFRC's concert and events calendar for the week. Have an event you'd like covered? Reach out to us today through cfrc.ca. Come to the Amphitheater in Springer Market Square every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. for Stories in the Square. This event is free and suitable for children of all ages. Don't forget your blanket and sunscreen. Also on Thursday, May 23rd, the Blues Brothers tribute show I'm a Soul Man will be live at the Kingston Grand Theater. Chris and Jeff Dahl, real-life brothers from London, Ontario, channel the indomitable spirit and infectious energy of the legendary Blues Brothers, bringing their dynamite R&B tribute to life. Doors are at 7 p.m., the show starts at 7:30. On Friday, May 24th, the Kingston Broom Factory will host an evening with Kaya Cater, a prodigious talent whose unique blend of music has captivated audiences from NPR's Tiny Desk to Rolling Stone. Born in Montreal to Grenadian-Canadian heritage, Kaya Cater's music is an eloquent reflection of her rich cultural background, weaving together elements from Quebec, the Caribbean, and Appalachia. Doors at 7 p.m., the show starts at 7:30. Karaoke night is every Friday night at Daft Brewing. Running from 9 p.m. till midnight, check out the $4 shot and $6 light lager deals. This event is hosted by AA DJs. Also on Friday, May 24th, Chris Jackson will be playing live classic rock and country staples at the Blue Martini from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. On Saturday, May 25th, the Independent Wrestling Academy presents Stepping Up, a Show for Mom. 100% of the proceeds from this charity professional wrestling event will go towards the healthcare and mobility costs of Lori Leader as she battles ALS. Stepping Up will be held at the Cataraqui Community Arena, 1030 Sunnyside Road. Tickets are available online at iwacademy.ca, doors at 5 p.m., pre-show matches begin at 5:30. Also on Saturday, May 25th, is South Frontenac's Summer Kickoff Music Festival. The event will be a true celebration of local talent and artistry, bringing together masters of their craft in the music, food, and drink industries in South Frontenac. The festival is being held in Centennial Park in Harrowsmith. This event is free for the public and is scheduled to run from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Also on Saturday, May 25th, check out Hell's Bells, a tribute to AC/DC at the Grand Theater. Formed in Toronto in 1994, Hell's Bells is the world's longest touring tribute to AC/DC, performing thousands of concerts across North America. Doors at 7:30 p.m., the show begins at 8. On Sunday, May 26th, Kingston's music scene heats up with an electrifying live performance at the Broom Factory featuring Chastity alongside the dynamic Listen Up Kid. Doors are at 2 p.m. and the show starts at 2:30. That concludes the CFRC Community Concert and Events calendar for the week. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, situated on the traditional territories of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of Smith Engineering. What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.